100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntiltheDayIdie.com. Oh, the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. What was the topic this week? Position. And what was your position on the weekly challenge today? I don't know. Let's go ahead and give a listen and find out what you came up with. And then I'll be back with you a little later. How does that sound?
Good morning, it's Richard, and I shall assume my position as storyteller to tell you my story on the topic position. It's called Seating Plan. I always sit at the back of the plane. Last row, aisle seat, no exceptions. I think it's the ideal position for surviving a crash. Others disagree and tell me the seats next to the emergency exit are safer. Better still if they're over the wing. But I disagree. I prefer to have a solid bulkhead behind me, rather than bodies and debris flying through the air. And let's face it, if we're going down, the tail is going to hit the ground last. My employers disagree. They think I should sit at the front, like all the other pilots. That's it, so for now, goodbye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge number 928. Wow, that makes my 800th 100 word story challenge. Anyway, the prompt is position, and I want to say again, Grandpa Zachman, it was good to hear your voice last week. But here's my story. From Bilbert's position above the meadow, he saw everything at once. Sabrina lay with her leg off at an odd angle. Bamilda knelt, bent over, clutching her stomach. The driver of the van swung his rifle upward and aimed at Bilbert. He flew toward town and punched 911 into his phone. As soon as an operator answered, he shouted, "There's an active shooter at Bamilda's meadow! Do you know where that is?" "I do," she replied. Bilbert said, "People have been shot. They need help. Send police and an ambulance." The operator scoffed. "Right. You're probably just swatting the old lady." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Put yourself in my position. If I let you go, you'll go straight to the cops. And I really can't have that, can I? So, you may as well forget trying to persuade me otherwise, and focus instead on making things easier for yourself. I may be callous and unfeeling, but I'm a reasonable person. Perhaps I can be persuaded to let you live. And, if not, at least you can try to convince me that a quick, clean death is in everyone's best interests. If nothing else, you can say you gave it a shot. Before I shoot you.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my stories this evening are called By Grace Alone and Bleak Gadgets. When Timmy Cratchit graduated from Cambridge with honors in accounting, he was offered the position of junior partner by Emeritus Chairman Scrooge. Along with his father, CFO, he became a strong supporter of the abolition movement in America. In 1876, he met Reverend John Parker, and soon after set up an endowment in his adopted uncle's name. There was a secret clause in the endowment as to the name of the future church. When Timmy died in 1890, he was buried in the graveyard of Ebenezer Baptist Church. On his marble stone is written the following: God bless us, everyone. And story two. John, despite his creative output, was a convivial person. All the same, his company produced Bleak Gadgets. Funeral parlors need products. John supplied them. The solar-powered Last Words tombstone, the thermal lying-in-waiting body grid, Aurora Borealis cremation urns for human ashes adult female for funeral, burials, or home, the memorial lantern symphony gifts for loss of mother, loved one, bereavement gifts, hydraulic embowment table, high-quality stainless steel, hydraulic foot pedal, locking wheels, the VirusServe VB Guardian Electrostat Sprayer, a workhouse that will help you disinfect your facilities quickly and efficiently, and with confidence, the BioSeal portable system fully contained. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The yacht was tired. The crew and the passengers were also tired. No radio signal. The captain looked at the first officer. Let's rest here. Suddenly, something. What's your position? Captain, we need to fix the hull. We'll stay here. Nice tropical island. We'll be fine. When the search party arrived, the locals snickered. Where are they? The yacht is right over there. The locals snickered some more. No one was found. However, there were some suspiciously fresh bones hanging above the doors of the houses. That's when the search party decided to leave as quickly as possible. This was my story for this week, or by my blog at lizziegoodgov.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
There is nothing more dangerous than a dying animal. What about two? Lying in a pool of their blood, their teeth on each other's throats, vultures circling overhead, scavengers surrounding the endless battle, waiting for their chance to pick apart the ragged corpses. One after another, they creep forward and peck or sniff. A growl sends them scuttering back. None of them notice me set down my stool, unfold the easel, and begin to paint. Brush strokes of every fang, tooth, eye, and hair. I finish, pack up my things, and walk away. Who won? I don't know. Does it matter?
And there you have it. A bunch of stories on the topic of position. You can check out more stories in the archives at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. If you're running a little late, just send it on in. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. What's the next topic? Benefits. Not that you care. You've already read the topics for the next 100 years up there on the site. You already know this stuff by heart. The same people over and over again. How about bringing in someone new along with you? Nah. Searching for N plus one means that all the N mean nothing. Stick with the N. And if someone wants to sneak on in, they're not N plus one. They become part of the N. Why waste your time seeking N plus one? It never exists. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this and being a part of the N. And, as always, keep it brief.